In November 2023, I had the honor of being a co-host of the Network to Heal Summit, which was created by Matthias and Doris Badner with fellow co-host Nathaniel Schwartz. The following episode is a taster of the interview which Matthias did with Dr. Massimo Mangialavore. If you enjoy this lecture and would like to purchase the Summit package to have full access to all the lectures plus bonus content, then Matthias has organized a massive discount for my listeners. The package is normally €295, but if you use the code NETWORKTOHEAL200, you will receive a €200 discount, meaning you can get the entire Summit package with bonus content for only €95. To access this, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now and enter the discount code NETWORKTOHEAL200. Easy peasy. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, very welcome to the International Homeopathy Summit. I'm very happy today to have a coryphee here in our talk, and this is Massimo Mangialavore. He is practicing homeopathy since 1985, so really a long time. And you're teaching, you have written so many books, you're an amazing author, and you have really investigated so much into homeopathy that I feel there are only a few people who really know so deep the spirit of homeopathy and also how it works and how it doesn't work. So it is very nice. And the beautiful also is we just talked about it. You have you have in Tuscany, you have a beautiful farm. You're very connected to the earth and you're a very, I would say, a person who is living a whole life and has a deep understanding of us humans and also of nature. So I'm very happy that we can talk today, Massimo, and that we can have this talk about trauma, because I feel it's very, very important these days, as we are all, somehow I have the feeling we are all traumatized all over the world. And it's maybe also it's the root cause of many, many illnesses. But that's what we will talk about now. Very welcome.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I hope that the color on the screen is not so good because I am completely blushing after your incredible compliment. Okay, it is too much. Anyway, I'm living in the countryside, and this is true because I cannot stand towns anymore since long time ago. And now I am really living like a kind of wolf. I'm happy that patients are so sweet and nice and like to come here, even if it is so far away. But it's a special place. Okay, so if you don't mind, I investigated on this concept of what is a trauma, of how in our literature nowadays we describe and we study the concept of trauma, and how we can study an approach to this from the homeopathic point of view. Much more and much before the awful experience of this syndemia, not pandemia, as I like to call it, according to a beautiful anthropologist, medical anthropologist, Dr. Singer. We will talk about that later on. So, of course, after this pandemia, this concept became probably much more interesting than before, much more interesting to be investigated, even from our side. I must tell you that I am usually in difficulties whenever I am requested to talk about which remedies we can use more, for at least a couple of reasons. First of all, because my personal experience is to work with, let me say, without being presumptuous, a wide range of substances, so I cannot really tell you which ones. And then because my real experience as a doctor, you probably remember that when the COVID, if we want to talk about this later on a little bit, arrived to Europe, Italy was the first who had problems for many reasons. So I had immediately to do my best with a large amount of patients seeking for help. At the beginning, I tried to do my best from the point of view of thinking about this as a pandemic, as Hahnemann did at the time of cholera. But later on, very soon, I had to realize that I personally work much better thinking about which remedy is needed to this specific patient, which brought me back again to my daily work. Because I prefer to face those situations patient by patient with the remedy that I thought it could be better. So again, like in the case of the trauma, we will talk about very soon, I had to face that it's really a wide perspective. Let me show a little bit of my presentation so I can probably better explain what I mean with this. So commonly, we consider certain kind of remedies in homeopathy as a kind of paradigm of what we call the traumatic experiences. But let me say that, first of all, I think, as I said, extremely important to explain what a trauma is.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what I just wanted to ask you. What is actually a trauma according to your understanding? Because I feel it, there's such a big variety.
Exactly. So let me say before that what I'm showing you is not an impression. I always like to underline this. Whatever I'm telling you is coming from my experience of the cases which I collected in my database, which now are more than 10,000. And it's not 30 years, it is written here because this was a presentation of years ago. It's more. Okay. What is important is that whatever I'm telling you comes from prescriptions that I consider good when I can use this remedy always in acute and chronic condition for at least 4 or 5 years without the necessity of changing the remedy. It doesn't mean that I don't do this. When I do this, I don't consider this a good case of. Okay. So this is the etymology of the word, which is interesting because trauma means something that in Greek, in Latin, and in other languages, even from Indo-European, is so nice to be understood. TR, which is the last one, is related to the concept of a transformation, transportation, transition, whatever is a change from the actual situation to something new. The word teiro in Latin means to produce a kind of rub that is in some way entering in our defensive system, in our skin, and in some way is deleting something else. The concept is that it's like when you touch your skin and you produce a kind of scar, which can be repaired, but will remain forever. The sign of this is not leaving you as an experience. So very often, the great mistake that we still consider, not just in homeopathy, but even in medicine, is to confuse the objective trauma, the objectivity of the trauma, a war, a bomb, you know, a pandemic, a disease, an accident, with the subjectiveness of the experience. It's fundamental to be understood. Because what is really traumatic from the medical point of view is not the objectiveness, but the subjectiveness of this reaction.
So what we do out of it, right? So what we do.
How we experience. How every single patient experienced that. Which is very, very different. And I think it is extremely important because if there is a medicine in the world which is underlining the subjectiveness more than the objectiveness, is exactly homeopathy. So you can see here something from our repertory. And as you can see, we do have some symptoms, homeopathic symptoms in our repertory, which are, of course, interesting, but describing very little of what it's possible to see and to observe. Let's consider, for example, that ailments after a shock as in a good repertory 44 remedies, okay, mm-hmm. when, of course, it's much, much, much more. Mm-hmm. Let's see why and what. So, for the trauma, we nowadays consider an experience which is interrupting the sense of continuity, which means something happens, and if you have to consider your past experiences in life, this is something completely different from whatever you experienced before.
Mm.
Usually there is a difference in what we consider trauma from the medical point of view and from the psychological point of view. I personally don't like to think in terms of duality, and I think mainly because I am an homeopath, I prefer to think in terms of one single concept, of one single system. What is very important is that we have to consider what could happen before, during, and after this subjective experience. This is extremely important for us as homeopaths. What is very important, if we consider the subjectiveness, is not how intense is the trauma by itself, how intense is the accident, if you broke one leg or all the bones of the body, but how much this experience is exceeding your capacity of face this situation, of manageable this situation. So it is extremely serious as an experience. The most important issue is that all of a sudden, usually, the sense of the integrity of who you are, the sense of the integrity of your system is completely threatened. So it's interesting that one of the most important scientists who studied post-traumatic experience disorder is this Dr. Janet, mm-hmm. that considered this exactly a threatening to the fragment of the cohesion of our system. And again, like we experienced, for example, as I said before, in this syndemia years ago, is that very often the concept of trauma is connected to the experience of mortality, which does not mean that you can die. Mm-hmm. It means that you can feel that you die, which mm-hmm. is different. It's like in a real panic attack, not attacks of anxiety. When it is really a panicking situation, very often you are not threatened to die, but you feel, you are deeply convinced that you are going to die. And there is no way to change the mind and the perception and the perception of this patient. So yeah, this happens, sorry.
Yeah, here I have also a question about development trauma. Isn't it the same? You do something what your family wants you to do, you do it, you're not yourself, and you develop a behavior, a pattern, because otherwise you might not get the love of your parents, and then you're like, So
this is one of the several possible traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. Again, what we're going to realize is something that all of a sudden is a change in your reality, mm-hmm. first of all. And the feeling is that you have no tool to overcome mm-hmm. the situation. Mm-hmm. You are lost in some way because you don't know how to face it. Mm-hmm. It's like facing something where, as I'm writing here, there is an absence of sense. So mm-hmm. you really don't feel, you don't understand, you cannot figure out why this is happening and why this is that relevant.
Mm.
So, very important parameters of our reality, like the sense of security, the sense of balance, the sense of permanence, our resilience, are the most important issue that we have to consider from the subjective point of view. That means I don't know how to face it. I don't have the stamina. I don't have the tools. Here, we have just few examples of what we commonly consider a trauma. We can start from an abuse, different kind of abuse. to a real violence, to something which is much more a physical or verbal one. Accident, diseases, love, disappointment, critical relationship, arriving to what we consider a grand collective trauma, mm-hmm. what could be a syndemia. And the concept of syndemia is different from a pandemia, mm-hmm. because pandemia means something that has just a medical relevance, mm-hmm. which is, of course, but syndemia consider that because of this experience, many more things are changing from the financial point of view, from the economical point of view, from the social point of view, for the anthropological point of view. There are so many other implications which are not just the virus, but how you live in this situation that makes this pandemic much more critical and becoming a syndemic, which mm-hmm. is a concept introduced by Dr. Singer, who was a medical anthropologist. We have also to consider something else, that when we think about a trauma, we can have a second or a third victim of this. So not only the person who is afflicted by this trauma can produce a post-traumatic disorder. Mm-hmm. If you are present during this experience, so you see somebody else who is shot or mm-hmm. has a car accident, you can react to this in a kind of post-traumatic way without being directly involved. You just watch and are present to this emotional situation. There is also a possible third victim. There are people that just hearing, watching, listening to this, even giving a look in a TV and having the possibility of watching a scene, or are just reported by that, can react like this. This is again introducing something extremely interesting, is that very seldom, if you consider what it thinks, what I told you before, very seldom after an awful experience like this, even if it's outrageously painful, even if it is outrageously difficult to elaborate, very, very seldom you end up with a real post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. In order to have a real trauma after that, it's extremely important, is mandatory, how you are as a person, how somebody experienced that before the trauma, and because of the trauma, can develop something else. This can be very interesting. We will see later on that when we study that from the homeopathic point of view. Mm. Because very often we consider a causation. Okay, you have a loss and you prescribe Ignatia. Okay, it can work like Arnica for other kind of trauma. But if you're really a chronic case of Ignatia, a chronic case of Arnica, it means that you were Arnica and Ignatia before the trauma. And the trauma allow you to express this in a much more evident way. This is extremely important because something from our point of view is to try to treat something recent, state, how we say in homeopathy, which is okay. Something else is to think in terms of a constitutional prescription. Mm-hmm. So something completely different. And what you will see in my presentation is that any remedy has its own specific vulnerability. That means that any remedy is susceptible of different kind of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this makes completely sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, losing a child, I think, is one of the most terrible experience that a person can have in his life. And mm-hmm. this is a problem for every single remedy. Yeah. Eventually, it's important to recognize how such an event can be traumatic and how every single remedy does react to this.
Yeah, I also feel when I come back to what you said before, the second or third trauma, for example, seeing in Bologna when the whole COVID thing started, people were completely in this fear of piling up death and people, and I felt that was such a, also through the TV creating, or maybe it was just evoking a trauma, but which was maybe already there, but at least things were stirred up so much, nobody was staying cool anymore, right?
Of course, of course. Yeah.
And but still, everybody was is reacting like an individually. There was, I feel, it was so interesting what you're saying, because one layer is the collective trauma or the and then there comes on which you could also work maybe, but Arsene or whatever. But then there is this under this must be the individual trauma, which is actually much deeper than just the first layer. Is it like
that? Totally agree. I totally agree, Matthias. This is exactly what we do even in homeopathy.
Yeah.
You can easily prescribe arnica for an injury. Mm-hmm. It works in a great amount of cases.
Yeah.
But after that moment, where you consider the similitude of a mammal who is having an injury, there is something else which is much more specific of this precise person.
But now I understand what you say also, because, you know, recently many people propagate one remedy. This is the cure for all the trauma, or this is the remedy for this and that. And now listening to you, I understand, of course, on a certain level, it can really start opening up or can work on the collective, but the individual case is still completely different.
It needs to be healed.
Yeah.
From our point of view, again, it's important to understand if, as we will see later on, prefer to think in terms of a state, if we prefer to think in terms of what is a constitution, I prefer, if possible, to consider both. How the acute is manifested in this specific constitution. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't like to think in terms of one which is black and the other one which is white. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like duality at all.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it is possible, I insist, to consider the concept of state. But again, the terms of causation has to be reconsidered, because the causation is not the cause, is what allows this to come up.
Mm-hmm.
It is what makes this situation to be evident, to be manifested, to be obvious, not what is causing, is what is allowing a symptomatology to come out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more that we can add is something else which can create a more intense traumatic experience when the impression is that is when something is not done involuntarily, but is done on purpose. I give you a very interesting example. If you think about remedies that we can use in homeopathy for a different kind of trauma, which are the Solanacea, Belladonna, Stramonium, Yoshiamus, many other plants like this, Mandragora. In my experience, it's very interesting is that if you really are able to investigate in how these patients perceive the awful experiences that they had, very often is not like my poor mom had to work all day long. We were a poor family and she had to be absent in order to bring some food at home. Is when this bloody person does have some bread in her hands and I'm hungry, and she does not want to give me this. This is different, because it's not something accidental, it's voluntary. And when the perception of a trauma is considering something voluntary, it is usually something more intense and some much more difficult to elaborate. So what is interesting is that beyond our general observation of what we add in our repertory as remedies for injuries, a shock, and whatever you want, we can consider that any trauma can produce different symptoms according to the nature. If you receive a flame and you are burned, you have a different kind of reaction if you have a broken bone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But also, much more interesting is how resilient your system is to a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know better than me that in the same family, in the same group of people who are having the same kind of experience, according to how you are, you can react to this in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the same bone which is broken. Let's give a look to this in order to tell you how unreliable is our literature. In some way, this is something which is coming out from our repertories. Okay. Consider that there are just 16 remedies in the reliable, 13 in my repertory. How few are the numbers, how little are the numbers for experiences like this, which are much more relevant. Try to consider that if you consider, for example, a symptom like ailments from a loss of a child, which I think probably I'm too romantic, but I don't think I'm wrong, is one of the most awful experiences in life, as I said before. Can you really believe that there are six remedies that can treat you for that? You know, I think that every person is outrageously suffering for this. Yeah. So it's important to understand how, in every single remedy, such an experience can be elaborated, which is not easy at all. Okay, consider even something like this. Probably you remember during the pandemic how many people, not only in Italy, lost their job and it could not work. Can you think that you can face this with 13 remedies? You know. So it's so interesting that beyond these few symptoms, our repertory is full of other symptoms, which are the manifestation that can be symptoms, which are subjective, or signs, which are objective, of how our patients can suffer because of this. I mean, after that, you can have so many different corporeal experiences. And when I say corporeal, I mean experience of some suffering, which is subjective, is how you live with this specific sensation. So if you give a look to different kind of pains, different kind of panic, anguish, possible depression, problems of sleeping, problems of dreaming, problems that can affect your sense of self-esteem, your sense of independent, your sense of what is your identity, problems of your memory. There are many, 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 many symptoms in our repertory that can be the result of this kind of experiences. So what I think is that it's important to consider something like that in our literature. But these symptoms are very superficial, very unreliable. This is the best that was done from our masters before. I'm extremely happy that they were able to share this experience with us, but this is outrageously reductive. Okay. It's much more important to consider, after what you consider a trauma, how this specific person is reacting in terms of his own symptoms, not in terms of what we consider ailments after a shock. So this kind of observation, I think, are extremely important. Because, for example, when we think about a trauma, very often we consider immediately an accident. And very often we consider remedies that we read in our literature, even in our tradition, those vulnerable ones, like Arnica, like Millefolium, and so on, which is true from one point of view. But if you think in terms of what is constitutional, this is very different. Because very often those vulnerable ones are remedies where the trauma is something else, are remedies that very often can be very easily victim of injuries and are not traumatized. They usually face this trauma in order to demonstrate how strong they are, like a kind of Superman. And very often they get sick after a light trauma, which, subjectively speaking, is finally disturbing this system as if it was a gigantic one. So beyond those vulnerability that we consider the paradigm of trauma, and it's not, in my experience, I hope it's clear what I said, we have many, many, many more that potentially are very interesting remedies for traumatic experience, that can be read giving a look to all the other symptoms that are the result, the manifestation of the traumatic experience.
Hi, homies. I'm sorry to stop the episode here, but the good news is that you can still access the massive discount which Matthias has organized for my listeners, that is you. To listen to the rest of the episode, as well as the entire Network to Heal conference package plus bonus content, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German, scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now, and enter the discount code Network to Heal 200. Enjoy!